This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Richard, who says,
from episode 534, when you discussed how much poetry a reader can stomach, in it you righteously bring up The Hobbit. You brought up the bardic tradition of slightly altering stanzas and a number of other key points. I remember reading it many times and actually skipping the poetry and songs, even though I always felt guilty. But I came across Nicole Williamson's dramatization of The Hobbit around age 10, and I relished his renditions of the same poems and songs. True, he was personally editing things for length, but when it was spoken and had a harp in the background, then it became magic. Too bad Williamson died in obscurity. He was a great Merlin in Excalibur after all, and a very odd but interesting Holmes in the 7% solution. Regardless, I just think that some written words work better as being spoken.
I agree. By the way, Nicole Williamson did not die in obscurity. He was a hell of a theater star. Just wasn't, didn't have much of a film acting career beyond those notable roles. Oh, Williamson and Excalibur. For it is the doom of men that they forget. Ah, love him. Such a great... If you haven't watched Excalibur, it's worth watching just for Nicole Williamson's performance. Though it is fun to see early film performances from Patrick Stewart and Liam Neeson and a whole bunch of other faces you will recognize. Gabriel Byrne, oh my gosh, yeah. It's a great, really creepy, wonderful rendition of the Arthur legend. And of course, Helen Mirren, chewing the scenery like it's toothpicks. Yeah, totally with you on his rendition of The Hobbit and all of the rest of it. Thank you very much for sending it in. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.